Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday, November 14th edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Merton, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. I have a lot to talk about today, guys. There were a ton of fight announcements yesterday. A bunch of fights were added to the UFC Raleigh card, and also the UFC Houston card got a couple of fights, and UFC 246. So the UFC is going crazy now, announcing these fights in 2020. I should mention that John Jones went on Twitter this morning and said that his fight announcement will be revealed very shortly. It's expected it's going to be Dominic Reyes, so that should happen very shortly. But until then, I have a lot of other fights to talk about. So I'm going to start with UFC Raleigh, because there was a lot of fights added to this card. This card takes place January 25th in Raleigh, North Carolina. You know what? There's some really good fights in this card, and a couple of fights that aren't as, I guess, important. But I'm going to start with the big one. So there's the main event and the co-main event were announced. I'm going to start with the co-main event because I feel like this one has just a little bit more intrigue. Frankie Edgar will be making his UFC bantamweight debut when he takes on Corey Sandhagen at UFC Raleigh in the co-main event. I love this matchup. Very unexpected a little bit. Obviously, Frankie was calling for that Conor McGregor fight. He didn't get it, but he's still getting a really high-level opponent here in Corey Sandhagen. Very interesting fight. I mean, I don't think it's a easy fight at all for Frankie Edgar. This is a tough fight for him. I think it's just shows, you know, Frankie always wants the toughest competition because he's taking on a guy that I don't think any people want to fight in Corey Sandhagen here. So Frankie Edgar, 38 years old now, moving down to 135 for the first time in his career. So this is a move that a lot of people have been calling for a while. The last fight with Max Holloway, he was somewhat competitive, went the full five rounds, lost the decision, obviously. But I think that fight showed that he was just undersized. He made, I think, the right move moving down to 135. It looks like he can make the weight fine. So Frankie, obviously, one of the most experienced guys, fought everyone at 155, 145, now 135. This guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, an incredible fighter. But, again, 38 years old, so he's at the tail end of his career now. He's lost two of his last three fights. The fight with Brian Ortega in 2018 was knocked out cold. That one scares me a little bit going into this fight with Corey Sandhagen, a young fighter who has knockout power, who has ability on the ground too. This guy is an excellent fighter. 27 years old, Corey Sandhagen. He is on a 7-fight win streak at the moment, 12-1 in his career. He's 5-0 in the UFC. He's coming off back-to-back wins over Rafael Sunsal and John Lineker. This guy is extremely dangerous. I don't think many people want to fight him. So again, credit to Frankie Edgar for taking this matchup. I don't know. It's a tough one to call. I mean, Frankie obviously has the wrestling. He's got the experience. He has the boxing. He's got a great chin, except for the Ortega fight, obviously. But, you know, Corey Sandhagen is a guy that I've been high on for a while now. I think Sandhagen might win this fight. So I'm curious to see what the odds are for this one. Obviously, the fight's in January, so we'll be probably getting the odds in a little while now. But I do think Corey Sandhagen has a good chance to win this fight. So I'd like to see the odds before I make like an official pick or anything like that. But right now, my lean would be towards Corey Sandhagen. I think the 11-year age difference in his favor is very beneficial. And he's also extremely big for this division, 5'11 and 71-inch reach. That's huge. You know, Frankie Edgar is still small. He's still only 5'6 and 68-inch reach. Obviously, that hasn't hurt him in the past at 155, 145 for the most part. But when you fight a guy with such a high level of talent like and skill like Corey Sandhagen, I think this could hurt Frankie Edgar. So right now, my lean is actually towards Corey Sandhagen. I'm curious to see what you guys have to say. So if you want to throw a comment in there, and I'll check it out. But my lean is towards Sandhagen at the win. Also on this card, the main event has been announced. It's Junior Dos Santos versus Curtis Blaydes, 5-round heavyweight main event between two of the top heavyweights in the UFC. Great matchup as well. Both guys need a fight. You got to feel bad for Francis Ngannou, though. I mean, this guy's been calling for a fight since June, and the guy who knocks out in JDS gets a fight for him twice. JDS pulled out that last fight with Volkov with his infection, and now he gets another fight against Curtis Blaydes while Ngannou's still waiting for a fight. So I don't know what's going on there. Again, they must be waiting for that France card next year to book him or something, because at this point, it's kind of crazy that Ngannou hasn't had a fight booked while Junior's had two fights booked and didn't even make it to one of them. Anyways, as far as this fight goes, Junior, obviously one of the most experienced guys in the heavyweight division, 35 years old, 21-6 record. It's been around forever. Coming off the loss in Ngannou. Before that, though, had won three straight fights over Derek Lewis, Tai Tuivasa, and Blagoy Ivanov. Still one of the most high-level guys in this division. He has great wins on his resume, like Stipe Miocic, Mark Hunt, Cain Velasquez, obviously. Still a powerful guy. His chin definitely isn't what it used to be. He's been knocked out four times now. Still a very dangerous guy, though, and very experienced. He takes on Curtis Blaydes here, 28 years old, so 7 years younger. Curtis Blaydes, 12-2 in 1-0 contest. He's had a really nice run in the UFC, 7-2 in 1-0 contest. He is coming off back-to-back wins over Shamil Abdurakhimov and Justin Willis. He did have the loss to Nagano last year by knockout. Before that, beaten Overeem Hunt, Olenek, Melanchuk. Like, this guy is really good. His wrestling is incredible. He has power. But the chin does scare me a little bit, for sure, against Junior Dos Santos. Junior can knock out anyone. I just think with Blades' youth advantage and the wrestling, that's going to be a nightmare, I think, for Junior Dos Santos in this fight. We saw what happened when Junior fought Cain Velasquez the second and third times, where Cain just took him down, pounding him out. Obviously, not many guys have been able to do that to Junior, but I think Curtis Blades might be able to. So my lean right now would be towards Curtis Blades. Again, I'd like to see odds for this before I'd be like, okay, run to the books and bet on this. But my lean right now is towards Curtis Blades. I just really like what he's been doing at the heavyweight division, and the guy looks really good, while GDS, I think, might be on a little bit of a decline at this point. So those two fights will headline and co-headline UFC Raleigh. Again, that card takes place January 25th in Raleigh, North Carolina. There's a bunch of other fights added to that card as well, so I'm going to get right into them right now. These are like not as obviously big fights, but still some interesting matchups here. Let's start with this one. Montel Jackson against Felipe Calares. So Montel Jackson, he is 27 years old. He's 8-1 in his career, 2-1 in the UFC. Back-to-back wins over Andre Supenton, Brian Kelleher. Did lose to Ricky Simone. But overall, this guy is a pretty good prospect. A very big bantamweight, 5'10", 75-inch reach. So a very big dude. I think he's been pretty impressive. The loss of Simone obviously wasn't a great fight for him. But other than that, he's looked pretty good. Takes on Felipe Calares here. Calares, 9-1 in his career, 25 years old. So a young guy as well. He's 1-1 in the UFC, coming off a big upset win over Domingo Pilarte. That was a nice win for him. He lost to Geraldo de Freitas before that, but he did look good in that last fight. I still lean towards Jackson a little bit. This guy, Calares, is a big bantamweight as well, 5'9", so he matches up pretty well physically, but I just think Jackson has a little bit more upside, and that would be my lean towards in this fight. Also on this card, we have a women's flyweight belt between Justine Kish and Lucy Pudilova. Kish, 31 years old. She is 6-2 in her career, 2-2 in the UFC. She started off her UFC career with really nice wins over Anita Ansarov and Ashley Yoder. Also has a win over Random Marcos from the RFA. That's before the LFA, they had the RFA. But since then, she's lost twice to Felice Herrig, and Ji-Young Kim hasn't fought since January 2018, so it's been a while since she's fought. She was a really good prospect at one point, but I don't know anymore. I'm not too sure. Lucy Pudilova is a solid prospect herself, though, 25 years old, 8-5 record. Just 2-4 in the UFC, but she's had some really good fights, some really exciting fights. The fight with Antonina Shevchenko in the last fight of the night. Irina Aldana was the fight of the night. She has, again, lost 3 straight fights, but I do think she is a pretty good fighter. My lean would be a little bit towards Pudilova. I just think with the activity, that should help her in this fight. But again, it's a close matchup, and Kish definitely matches up, I think, pretty well with Pudilova, because it's probably going to take place on the feet, and both women will have a chance to outstrike each other. Also on this card, we have a light heavyweight belt between Darko Stosic and Jamal Hill. Darko Stosic, 27 years old, 13-3. He started off his UFC career with a really nice win over Jeremy Kimball, knocked him out. But since then, he's lost back-to-back fights against Devin Clark and Kennedy and Nchekwu. The Nchekwu fight, he actually, I think, would have won that fight, but he had 2 points deducted for low blows. So that's his fault for losing that fight. I do think the guy's a pretty good prospect, but clearly has limitations. His cardio is not very good either. So the guy does worry me a little bit, but he is a dangerous dude for sure. He has knockout power. Takes on Jamal Hill here, a contender series veteran. He is 3-0 in his career, so not very experienced guy, but a very dangerous guy. He's 6'4", 205, so a big dude for this division. Coming off a really nice knockout win over Alexander Popic on the contender series. And before that, his other two wins are over the same guy. It's William Knight guy. I don't know too much about him. Just a regional circuit guy. But yeah, he looked really good against Popic. You know, Stosic obviously has more experience, but man, he has been really disappointing in the UFC since his debut. I've been picking him in his fights. He keeps losing. So I guess I'd pick against him again here. I think Jamal Hill probably has the advantage here, just being an undefeated guy, a little bit bigger, and I probably has better cardio, because that's Stosic's issue, and I don't know if he can fix it. And the last fight for this card that just been announced, Bavon Lewis against Alan Amadovsky in the middleweight division. Bavon Lewis, another guy who's been kind of disappointing off the contender series. His overall record is 6-2, but he just hasn't had a win since contender series. He lost to Uriah Hall by knockout. It was a fight he was winning and then got KO'd late. And then he lost to Darren Stewart, who's a pretty good fighter in his own right. So he did lose to two like solid fighters, but still, I think there were fights he was favored in and he should have won. So kind of disappointing in my opinion. And he takes on Alan Amadovsky here. Amadovsky, another guy who's been disappointing. He is 8-2 in his career, but 0-2 in the UFC with losses to Christoph Jocko, and then to John Phillips in his last fight in 14 seconds. That was a terrible performance. This guy, he had some good wins in Bellator, but since then in UFC, he's looked pretty bad in my opinion. So I would still lean towards Lewis. I don't believe in him as much as I used to, but I do think he probably wins this fight. All right, so yeah, again, that's UFC Raleigh. Those fights have been announced. Looks like a really good card. That card is going head-to-head against the Bellator Cyborg versus Julia Budd card, so the UFC loves to do that, go head-to-head. I don't think it's the best thing for the fans. I think fans want to see both fights on different nights, all the same night, but it is what it is. So just remember to quickly change your channel that night or PVR one of them and watch them later. All right, UFC Houston and UFC 246 get fights. I'll do UFC 246 quickly here. Macy Barber will be fighting, but it won't be against Paige VanZant. She did not get the fight she wanted. She won't be fighting Paige VanZant. Instead, Macy Barber is going to be fighting Roxanne Modafferi at UFC 246. That takes place January 18th, T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. The card is expected to be headlined by Conor McGregor against maybe Donald Cerrone. We don't really know yet. And John Jones possibly could be on that card as well against Dominic Reyes. But again, we don't know yet. But on the card for sure will be Macy Barber against Roxanne Modafferi. So Macy Barber, 21 years old, youngest fighter in this division, the UFC women's flyweight division. 8-0 in her career. She's looked amazing. 3-0 in the UFC. Knockout wins over Jillian Robertson, JJ Aldridge, and Hannah Cypher. She looks amazing. She is the best prospect in this division, one of the best prospects in the UFC. And in my opinion, she might be a future champion. Unfortunately, she would have to fight Valentina Shevchenko if she did want to win that belt, and that's going to be a very hard fight. But I think she beats most of the fighters in this division at this point. Even though she's very young at 21, I just think she's so dangerous, and she gets better every time she fights. Like the Jillian Robertson fight was her best performance in the UFC. She looked amazing in that fight against a very solid opponent in Jillian Robertson. So she'll be taking on not Paige VanZant again. Paige wouldn't take the fight with her. She just felt like she didn't deserve her or whatever. Instead, Barber's taking on Roxanne Modafferi, one of the most decorated veterans, I guess, in this division. 37 years old now, so getting up there in age. 23-16 record. Not a great record, but a lot of fights. This will be her 40th fight, so she's been around forever. I remember Roxanne back in the Strikeforce days, and she's fought in the UFC two different stints, but only a 2-4 overall record in the UFC. Coming off a loss to Jennifer Maia by decision, she did beat Antonina Shevchenko and Barb Honchak, so those are some decent wins, but overall, I don't know. I just don't trust her in this fight. The one thing I will say is she only has one knockout loss in 39 fights, so that's interesting. And the one loss was to Sarah Coffin in Strikeforce by slam, not by punches. So she's definitely a tough, durable person for sure. And I think the UFC thinks that she'll give her a tough fight here. But obviously, Macy Barber's going to be a favorite in this fight, guys. Don't get it wrong. She's going to be a big favorite, and I think she will knock out Roxanne Modafferi, even though Modafferi hasn't been knocked out in 10 years. The other card I want to talk about here is UFC Houston 2020. So that's going to be a good card. That's a fight night card as well. Let me double check the date here. UFC Houston 2020 will be taking place on they don't have it here. Okay. Sorry, guys. I think it's like February 5th or something. Okay. Let me check this. February 8th. Okay. So February 8th at the Toyota Center in Houston. And we got a couple fights here. Andrea Lee versus Lauren Murphy will be the first one I'll talk about here. So Andrea Lee, she is still a top prospect at 125, I guess, or even a contender, you want to call her at this point. She's 30 years old now. 11-3 in her career, 3-1 in the UFC. She beat Veronica Macedo. She beat Ashley Evans-Smith. She beat Montana De La Rosa. But her last fight against Joanne Calderwood, a disappointing performance, loses a split decision. Joanne Calderwood's a solid fighter for sure, but that's a fight I believe she should have won. So she lost that decision there. And now she'll be taking on Lauren Murphy, who is coming off a great win in her last fight. Lauren Murphy is. She's 36, though, so she's getting up there in age for sure, but coming off a great win over Mara Romero-Barella by third-round knockout. Looked great in that fight. Overall, just 3-4 in the UFC, but she has fought a high-level competition. Very durable fighter. Never been knocked out in her career. Just lost decisions. This is a tough one to call for sure. Murphy's very experienced, but I still think Andrea Lee is a very good prospect. Or a contender again. You know, she's past 30 now, so I don't know if you can still call her a prospect, but she is a very good fighter. I do think she probably wins this fight. Another fight for this card, UFC Houston. We have O Vince St. Peru against Ryan Spann. And I like this fight. This is a fun one at the UFC lightweight division. O Vince St. Peru, a guy who I always get his fights wrong. He's a very hard guy to pick his fights, I find. Just he loses the fights that you expect to win and wins the fights you expect to lose. Coming off a Von Flue submission over Michael Oleksiak at UFC Copenhagen. It was a great performance by OSP. And that's his calling card, obviously. He has 4 Von Flea chokes in his career. He has the most Von Flea chokes in MMA history. He is incredible with that choke, no doubt about it. He's fought everyone, and he's got some great wins on his resume. Nikita Krylov, Mauricio Shogun, Corey Anderson by knockout. So he's got great wins, but very hit and miss. He either wins by devastating fashion or he loses in devastating fashion. I find it's very, very rarely in between. So we'll be taking on Ryan Spann here. Ryan Spann is a very talented guy, 28 years old, 6'5", 81-inch reach. He's a huge dude. He's currently on a 7-fight win streak. He's looked absolutely amazing so far in the UFC. He is 3-0 in the UFC, beat Luis Henrique, beat Antonio Rogério Nogueira, and beat Devin Clark. He's looked absolutely phenomenal. I got to pick Ryan Spann in this fight. I don't anything will change my mind, even if the odds are heavily favored for him. I just think this guy is so dangerous and so good. But OSP definitely, with that choke, I mean, it's hard to completely write him off against anyone. And Ryan Spann has been submitted. It was against Robert Drysdale, who's obviously incredible in submissions, but he has been submitted before. So it's not like that would be, I guess, completely unexpected if that happened. So, yeah, great fight, though. I love the matchmaking there. All right, so a couple other things here, and then I'll get out of here. Carlos Condit is out of his fight with Mickey Gall. Gilbert Burns wants to step in. Gilbert Burns, I think, wants to fight anyone at any weight class, really. So he wants that fight. Maybe he gets it. Mickey Gall needs a fight. I think if Burns fights Mickey Gall, it's a bad fight for him. Darren Till called out Robert Whitaker. He wants that fight. John Jones and Israel Adesanya went back and forth against each other. That fight's going to happen one day, and I'm excited for that fight. It's going to be a good one. And what else here? I think that's it. So, yeah, I think that's all I want to talk about today, guys. Obviously, a ton of fight announcements, so I went crazy with them. But, yeah, there's some really good fights coming up. All right, guys, that's it for today. You guys can follow me on Twitter at MAAdamMartin. This podcast is available at MAOddsBreaker.com. Go to our YouTube channel, like, share, subscribe. Check us out at SoundCloud, Spotify, Anchor, and iTunes as well. Also, check me out at BJPenn.com and MMARings.net. I was going to say, okay, MAOddsBreaker.com. I have an article on Bellator, which actually takes place today. Me and Cole Sheldon, we actually broke that fight card down on the Tuesday edition of the podcast on the UFC Sao Paulo preview card. We also did Bellator 234, so go and check that out. Again, that card is today in Israel. It's kind of weird it's on a Thursday, but, you know, Bellator can be kind of weird about that sometimes. Obviously, the UFC cards this weekend, I'll have the my main event preview written form on the MAOddsBreaker.com website, and also the opening odds reactions for that as well. So definitely check that stuff out. Guys, once again, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow for the Friday edition of the podcast. Have a great day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.